it is a chronic disease. It does affect the airways and the lungs, and the airways become inflamed and make it hard to breathe. Asthma attacks can be mild, moderate, serious, even life-threatening.
How serious of a problem is asthma in Kentucky?
Kentucky actually is ranked in terms of prevalence, how many people actually have asthma, as one of the very high states. We're right now tied with Maine. There are other states who have almost the same rates as we do, but Kentucky's at the top. In Kentucky, one out of every 10 school-age children has asthma, and one out of every 11 adults has asthma. Now, that compares to a U.S. average of about, you know, 1 in 11 children and 1 in 10 adults, which doesn't sound like a lot of difference, but if you then multiply that, you know, with 10,000 people in a county, for instance, or 20,000, then you're getting a lot more people that have asthma and a lot more that have to be, you know, addressed and treated.
Is there a cost to this, a cost of visits to the emergency room and the hospital and so forth?
There is. And in Kentucky, we have a lot of emergency room visits with a primary diagnosis of asthma, about 20,000 a year. These are reported from the hospitals through our Office of Health Policy. It's a great way we can get that information and that data. And, you know, we know that there is a very high cost to, if anybody's ever been to the emergency room or to the hospital. And so we know that it's about $399 million a year in direct medical costs. That's hospitalizations, going to the doctor, you know, any kind of medications that they need. So it's a pretty high cost.
There is no cure for asthma, but what kinds of steps are being taken and should be taken in Kentucky to help people who have this disease make their lives a little bit better, shall we say?
The most important things that people can do, obviously, are have that routine medical home, that doctor that knows them, that manages their medication, their care, helps them to develop an asthma action plan. And then the next thing is to reduce those triggers. So a lot of people have certain triggers, maybe being exposed to a lot of people talk about pet dander or grass or other allergens. Also, exposure to smoke. In the schools, there are some great programs called Indoor Air Quality for Schools, where they really, and in homes also, where they use that integrated pest management. You know, you're not spraying chemicals. You're keeping your carpets clean. You know, you're trying to do the things that reduce mold and make sure there's no mold in your home or school or workplace.
Sue Thomas Cox is Chronic Disease Branch Manager of the Kentucky Department for Public Health. I'm Steve Hirschberg.